Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. On July the 31st of my 30th year, while I was with the Judean exiles beside the Kebar River in Babylon, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. This happened during the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. Ezekiel gives us some very specific information at the start of his prophecy. This is helpful as we try to understand the man who wrote this amazing and important book. In 594 BC, 5 years after he'd been exiled to Babylon, along with the king and the cream of Jerusalem society, Ezekiel has a vision from God. He was a priest and so probably led worship for the people of Israel. Living in exile about 1,000 miles from home, many were struggling to cope with their new circumstances. They were living in Babylon, and their job was to till the land which belonged to the state. Being accustomed to the healthy mountain air of Jerusalem, it must have been hard work to adjust to the sweltering marshlands of Babylonia. There can be no doubt that this was a time of anguish for Ezekiel. He loved his people and was distressed to see the way in which they had been humiliated. He knew full well that they were in Babylon because they had disobeyed the Lord. How difficult it must have been for him to serve as a priest in this challenging situation. But he remained faithful to his calling and was alert to God speaking to him. The visions he saw were amazing. He could easily have put them down to not having enough sleep or eating too much cheese. But he knew that God was speaking to him, and so he listened hard. In his vision, Ezekiel saw four living beings which looked human, but each had four faces and four wings. They dashed around like flashes of lightning, and above them was a throne of blue lapis lazuli. On this throne appeared a figure who resembled a man. He shone brightly and looked like a rainbow shining in the clouds. Ezekiel knew that he had seen the glory of the Lord. Although his faith in God was very much associated with the temple in Jerusalem, he now knew that, far from home, God was still with him. From time to time, we may find ourselves far from home, but we can be sure that God is there to meet us and that he will speak with us. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God who speaks to us. Help us to hear you speaking to us today. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.